welcome to Twit Special number 36, Dragon Con Parade. I'm Tom Merritt.
I'm Brian Brushwood.
And this is Peachtree Avenue in Atlanta, Georgia, where pretty soon we're going to see Wookiees and Stormtroopers and Boba Fett, and hopefully more than that Budweiser truck that went by earlier.
Well, and I don't know what it is about that Budweiser truck, but every time it goes by, the crowd goes freaking wild.
I know what it is. What's in the Budweiser truck?
That's true. Either that or it's a good disguise.
We have to thank LiveView for making this possible. They're the folks that's providing the backpack that allows us to stream this. They've got a brand new one, actually, that allows you to adapt to your network conditions. So there are a lot of people using cell phones here, and the LiveView has a really good picture based on how good your network connection is. So it always gives you the best picture, and they wanted to let you know there's a new HD pack coming in
Q4, right?
Yeah.
And I tell you, the that's one of the best parts about the Live View, especially with the way they're doing it now. That scaling makes it to where you don't have to think about what's the best, you know, what's too much, what's not enough. It always keeps it consistent and moving good.
Let's you focus on the Wookiees.
That's right.
Also want to thank our sponsor, Slingbox. They are the sponsor of our special coverage on Twit. Slingbox allows you to watch your home TV wherever you go.
Not on your phone, though, right?
Yep.
On your phone?
Yep.
Not on your laptop?
Yep, on your laptop. Anywhere you have an internet connection.
What if you like have a laptop wired to a tethered to a 3G? Can you watch it there?
Yep.
No matter, all right, well, I guess that's pretty much. That's pretty much anywhere.
Oh, they want me to take my glasses off so you could see how bloodshot my eyes are from last night. No, but Slingbox, all you do, you buy a Slingbox, you take it home, you plug it into your internet, plug it into your TV, and then it streams your television over the internet to you wherever you go. So I'm here at Dragon Con Atlanta. I can watch my television back in California, all the stuff on my DVR, all of that stuff.
So you can actually access individual programs that your DVR has collected.
Anything that's connected to your TV, anything on your DVR, any live programming you pay for, you don't have to pay extra either. There's no subscription.
Awesome. You know, we actually used a Slingbox HD as a tether between my studio in Austin, Texas, to Twit.
Oh, yeah.
And we actually had a time when Skype totally took a tank, and we were able to just fire up the Slingbox, and the signal looked fantastic.
Slingbox.com/twit, or go into a Best Buy, take a look at a Slingbox there. We have a bunch of podcasting folks hanging around here.
Do we?
Yeah.
Should you want to bring some of them out? Talk to them for a bit?
Let's call out Len Peralta from Jawbone Radio.
There we go. Here, come on in. Here we go. Let me hand this over to you.
Veronica. She thought I was going to call her. So, Lenny.
This is really embarrassing. Look how tall I am.
So, Lenny. How's it going?
It's really good.
So you got a book out here, right?
Yes, I have a new book out called Silly Rhymes for Belligerent Children. I wrote it with, I didn't write it. I illustrated it with Mystery Science Theater's Trace Beaulieu, and it's a lot of fun. It was really cool. We had a panel for it yesterday. We had MST3K guys reading. It was great. It was awesome.
That's great. And also, you made a big announcement about Geek of Week. We talked about it yesterday on Tech News Today.
Yeah, Geek of Week is starting to ramp up. It's the next half of the project starting this week. And this week is Steve Waz.
That's awesome.
From I'm on the cover. I don't have to say who he is. But it's I made the front page of Waz.org yesterday.
I love that you said Steve Waz. Like, you know, I know the guy.
I know. You know the Waz. You know how it is. Steve Wozniak. And then I also announced the rest of the month of September, which includes Chris Hardwick, the Nerdist from Nerdist.com, Weird Al Yankovic, and Felicia Day. So it's
an all-star lineup, man.
It's pretty exciting.
Awesome.
It's pretty exciting. So if you're not following Geek Week yet.
You were telling me all the NDA people yesterday, like.
Nice.
He's got more to the bank, though. Let me tell you. You're going to want to follow Geek of Week. You're going to want to subscribe to this because there are some pretty interesting people coming down the pike for this. And explain what Geek of Week is for anybody who doesn't know.
Sure. Well, Geek of Week is just an art project that I started in March of this year where I'm just trying to connect with 52 geeks in 52 weeks and draw them as trading cards. In addition to that, I'm also recording the interviews I have with everybody so you can hear the podcast portion of it. And I'm halfway through the project, and it looks like I've actually filled up most of the year. So I'm pretty excited about it.
Well, congratulations. And you're here for the parade, right? What are you looking forward most to seeing?
I'm looking forward to seeing... last year, there was a big Road Warrior contingent.
Oh, right. Yeah.
And that was pretty cool. My kids have some specific things that they want me to shoot pictures of. So I've tried to do the best I can. They're really big Adventure Time from Cartoon Network, so I'm trying to do all that.
Gotcha.
A lot of video game characters, Halo.
Oh, right. We'll see some Marios today. We'll see some Master Chiefs.
I'm really impressed with the Predators. I thought those are they're pretty cool, you know?
You never see the Predators.
Well, you know, I thought they're pretty cool looking, I guess, you know?
Or like the ninjas? You never see them either.
Never see them either.
Yeah.
I'm looking for more ideas for my comic books.
You do the best Stan Lee. Actually, when we get the Spider-Men coming down, can you come back?
I will love to talk about my Spider-Men. Excelsior! They're wonderful!
Thanks, man. I appreciate you coming by.
All right,
by.
Man. Thanks a lot. We'll see you later.
All right, man. Len Peralta, geekaweek.com, by the way, if you want to check that out, or Jawbone Radio for all the stuff that he does.
So that was a... I'm sorry. I'm just still listening in my mind to that Stan Lee. That was fantastic.
Veronica, get over here real quick. So the parade's about to start. How do you feel?
I'm ready.
What are you looking forward to most?
The 501st.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
My favorite, I think, to see everyone, all the stormtroopers together all at once, the female stormtroopers, the evil stormtroopers, the zombie stormtroopers. It's good.
So you, and again, you saw this last year, right?
Yes.
Now, was there anything last year that you were like, I never, ever thought I would see that?
Oh, geez, most of it.
Oh, really? Just everything?
Yeah, the costumes are just spectacular. There's so much effort that these guys put into their costumes, and girls, of course. And, I mean, it just goes on forever, and you're like, where did you find the time to do this stuff? It's so rad.
Like one of the surprises that we saw last night out at the Marriott, I almost called it the wrong hotel again, was the way people would take, where they would mix genres. We found a crew of steampunk that were essentially like a Team Fortress 2 reimagined as steampunk.
You can zombieify anything.
Of
course,
of course.
Here's our first costume. He really looks like a City of Atlanta policeman, don't you think?
If you look, he clearly is able to fake that he's bored of his job.
And here come the kilts. Where's Patrick Norton when he
needs it? There we go.
That is one fine kilt playing mama.
Let me tell you, man.
You go, girl.
Bagpipes really carry. Like, we were hearing that from blocks away. That's amazing.
I would say she totally blows, but it would be a compliment.
and you should, and you just did. the lone bagpiper leading us to the beginning of Dragon Con Parade. And now we're feeling totally like the Rose Bowl people.
Absolutely. And let me tell you, look at this crowd. I'm so glad that we're actually carrying this.
What is that guy? Oh, it's a dragon.
He's a dragon warrior, dude.
It's Dragon Con.
Yeah, it's Dragon Con. Con of a dragon.
Dragon Don, that's his name.
Wow, that is impressive. I wonder which of these are genuine U.S. military. Because these look fantastic. Look at these space
marines. Captivity. Here's another one coming.
We got a
right
space marine with a alien style
pulse
alien.
Rifle.
Scared.
Oh,
scared.
You should be.
He's strangely adorable.
What a moving image.
Oh, good.
Enemies walking hand in hand.
We can see them.
I know, it's weird, right? I guess they have to be visible for the parade.
Just this once.
Dude, how much would you lose it if one of them just went camouflaged right in front of you? These are fantastic, though.
Maybe one is.
The Batman bodyguard, is that his outfit? He wears a shirt with the Batman logo on it.
I don't know if you're able to see, but one of them actually has the tri-laser built into his helmet.
Neil Adams in a Batman car.
Neil Adams, huh?
Is that code for, I don't know who Neil Adams is? You didn't either? Okay, good.
And Venom.
Yeah?
Oh, cool.
Wow, these are fantastic.
Ew, oh God, I hate him. Oh,
this is the DC universe. The Superman, the Batman.
I like the reimagined female Superman. I guess they would be
Superwomen. Oh, Superdog.
Oh,
saw him
too cute, Superdog.
Yay for Superdog. These are great.
A couple beasts, yeah.
A couple of beasts, yep. Beasts.
I like the professorial beast. I'm digging that.
Varying levels of quality in the Wolverines, but all good efforts.
You know, I genuinely love...
The Joker is doing a pictures.
This is pretty meta. They're taking pictures of us.
The Society of Secret Identities.
War. Beautiful.
War. Excellent.
Beautiful. That is
Lego Wolverine!
I love boxy Iron Man. That's fantastic.
No, it's
Lego
Iron Man. Come on.
Now the superhero costume forum coming by.
Is that the Tick? No.
Let me tell you, I was surprised at how much flesh you get to see at Dragon Con.
There is a gaggle of Green Lanterns.
I saw several butt cheeks yesterday.
Sometimes there's no costume. They're just walking around without clothes on.
Yeah, you can get away with it here. It's part of the charm.
There was at least one person who looked fully dressed and then walked away from me, and I was like, oh, so that's happening now.
All right, we're about to see a Wolverine on the motorcycle with the tank. Look at that.
Oh, my God.
Oh,
that
that's beautiful.
That is awesome.
He's got the Wolverine chops.
All right, here comes Cobra. That is some cleavage.
But then that's in keeping with the character.
Yes.
This
Amazing.
Is awesome. You can start to hear an actual live band.
Wouldn't be a parade closer. Without a marching band. They saved up all year long, Brian, doing abominable fun driving to come here today.
Oh, performing unspeakable acts
she reminds me
in
of
order
Johnson.
To make the money to be here
in
for you
In malls
tonight.
And shopping centers across Atlanta.
You know, when I hear the music, it makes me think that it's not just the costumes. It's like, there's some real talented people who can do real things.
Yeah, exactly.
Unlike me, who can just
well,
sit here and
Well, it's the
talk.
Fun thing is, like, everyone breaks out of the stereotypes, right? You'll see some mashup costumes as we come along here, too.
Beatles?
I'm just here for the lulls.
I like this very motley crew we've got in front of us now. We've got Frontiers people. Steampunk.
Is somebody Scott Old Spice
Bakula.
Guy?
The cult of Scott Bakula.
Fans of Scott Bakula. That was something. Oh, here's some nakedness.
There you go. There's some candy for the ladies.
Look, Chuck Tomasi is marching in suit.
Nice. Oh, there we go. We got the Men in Black.
We should have done this for Sword and Laser, just wearing t-shirts.
Is that the guy from the Six Flags commercial?
I don't know if it's the actual guy or somebody dressed up. But
that's somebody dressed up as
the person in the commercials is actually a younger female.
So it's not. It's
true?
Definitely not her.
Yeah, so it's definitely not a younger female.
An older gentleman here today.
Oh, they're good-looking hobbits.
Guy. Look, he's so cute. Oh, I want one.
I think he's a little small for that sword, though.
Well, he is a hobbit. Galadriel. Lovely as always.
Wow, this black elf. Yeah. They look phenomenal.
We have some dark elves.
Yeah.
Here comes Buck Rogers.
Oh!
Hey, there it is. Fun fact,
it's
Gil Gerard.
Gil Gerard.
Buck Rogers. We got him
you
to
got
say,
him yesterday. Sure
may
did.
The force be with you.
We got some Stargate folks here. A little Stargate Atlantis. Little classic Stargate. Little Stargate potpourri.
This is one of my the holes in
there
my
There we go. Battlestar Galactica.
Stargate. Yes!
Yes.
Only 1-6.
Well,
this is fantastic. I love
dress.
The 1-6. Wow, that's a really good Adama in the back.
That's Edward James Olmos. No,
yeah. We did see him yesterday, though.
But yeah, I got another mix-up. We got a little swamp monster. We got some Harry Potter, Wonder Woman.
Now, that's good to see. I'm glad to see some Harry Potter representing in the Fans for Christ.
Here comes Speed Racer.
Wow.
Go Speed
Here he comes.
Racer.
That is a nice,
Look at him.
Nice Aww. Car.
Is he the real Speed Racer?
Yes. Yes, he is.
Yeah, because he looks a little old.
Yeah.
All right, we got a little bit of a gap here. Point out Justin Robert Young from Weird Things is in the audience. OMG Chad. I see Nicole here. Spagnolo from the Movielicious. Brian Ibbett from Coverville.
Well, I tell you what, while we have a gap, why don't we take a moment to thank the people who made this possible, the folks over at Slingbox.
Absolutely. Slingbox is your purveyor of your TV anywhere you want to go. You come to DragonCon to watch the parade. You don't have to miss out on your shows. You keep them on your DVR. Buy a Slingbox, take it home, plug it into your internet, plug it into your TV.
Yeah, but I bet it's only like low definition.
I already explained this to you earlier before the show, but they have a high def version.
They have a high def? You're telling me I can get high def?
Yeah, you can get your high def signal.
Yeah, but it has to be only like in limited areas, I'm betting. Like limited coverage.
Limited to anywhere you have the internet.
Yeah, that would make sense. Yeah, okay, yeah, all right. But if you have the internet, you get the high def.
Yeah, you can get it.
But I bet like you have to, it like picks for you what you can watch. My guess is you can't control your DVR.
Anything you got at home.
Really?
Yeah, just go to Best Buy, check out a Slingbox demo, or go to slingbox.com/twitch.
You said Best Buy, so I can't be like, I bet I can't see one in person.
Well, we also got some baton twirlers behind us we have to get to.
Well, you know what's funny is I don't usually do parades. But this was, I'm so glad we're here. I would not miss this for the world.
Oh, no, this is fantastic. And the hits keep on coming. Now we have Sexy Sadie.
You can apparently send her an email at thesexysadie@yahoo.com.
All you need is love and an email address.
It's true. I I don't think we have the rights to restream that, do we, guys?
Yes.
We have a
hut. Talking about the rights.
We have a hut in a Hutter's shirt.
That's awesome.
I just realized that's a Twilight Hooters girl.
Yeah, furries in a Kia. That old joke.
Yep. Been there, done that.
Sounds like a band name.
Furries in a Kia is my Weezer cover band.
We have Lady Gaga's. Lady Gaga's, everyone.
Oh, they are
everyone.
All Lady Gaga's.
Thank goodness you're here to identify them.
What's the official term for is it a gaggle of Gaga's?
I believe it's a gaggle of gaggos.
Okay.
I thought it was a brood.
There we go. We found Waldo.
We found Waldo. He is also in a Kia.
And driving.
That's
number of Waldos. I thought the first time I saw one Waldo, I was like, oh, I found Waldo. But then I saw a bunch of different Waldos. I was like, well, this is just too easy.
There he is, and there he is again. There he is again. All right. Now we've got some classic Doctor Who going on.
Oh, these are, and I believe they're arranged. I'm going to assume they're arranged chronologically, yeah.
Although they are chasing each other about.
are they chasing off 1980s?
A lot of the companions, mostly early Doctors, though. I think there's a current Doctor chasing. Okay. And, of course, Doctor Who, the dance mix.
Of course. Wow, I'm surprised at
some
how
actual
popular.
Gallifreyan elders. I thought they were all gone.
I've seen some really good Matt Smith.
Oh,
fezzes are cool.
That's a good.
That's a fantastic wasp.
Not many parades you could say. Don't look. Don't blink. Don't blink.
That's
keep looking.
Fantastic.
Will work for cat food.
Oh, is this
don't spray us.
Well, he's spraying the last of the humans to keep her fresh.
Oh, here come, I believe, Vikings.
The League of the Black Flag.
Oh,
it's pirates.
Pirates. I'm sorry. You're right. I saw a ship and I assumed Vikings.
So this is our first
full-on.
We won't
make that mistake again.
This is our first full-on float in the parade.
Float. We have wenches.
Yeah. There be wenches.
There be
wow, that is impressive.
Here.
They know how to work a crowd, too.
Whoa. Are flying everywhere.
That's what was being thrown by the pirate ship. Pirate duckies.
Oh, it's Wesley! Oh, as you wish! As you wish!
And the Pirate Wenches Guild, also involved, by the way. I want to give them credit.
It's good to know they're unionized.
I'm just glad they actually had a flag that they're flying that says that. I thought you were just calling them names.
Oh, and Rainbow Bright. Two of them. Double Rainbow.
Double Rainbow.
Double Rainbow Bright.
Of course.
That was well done. Ooh, we've
very
got some Lara Crofts coming.
Very well done.
Or a Lara Croft. Oh, World of Warcraft.
Yeah, we're getting some Night Elves.
Yes. Yeah, that is World of Warcraft, isn't it?
Yeah, of course.
Okay.
It's got to be.
You would know.
For the Horde. Now we've got
only
some,
in video games
video
does anybody
games.
Carry
I'm
swords
forsaken.
This big.
We've got a Luigi and a Mario.
Yeah, these are all video
and
games.
Somebody should jump on that turtle and see if he falls over.
We've got a Link and a fairy.
Look at that, Luigi and a
Luigi
Mario,
and a Mario
kart. That's awesome.
Got some dragon. What is that from? Is that from Dragon Ball? I don't. I'm not good with the anime so much.
Maybe Final Fantasy.
Oh, Final Fantasy. I'm
yeah,
sorry.
That's right. Because these are all Team Fortress right
Murlocs.
Here represents.
Murlocs.
Yeah, this is a mashup of different ones. There was a portal doctor as well.
Oh, I just did a Murloc imitation.
Do it again. Thank you.
Who's carrying the battery? Boy, some of these oversized swords look amazing.
Here is Sherry Lynn Kenyon.
Darkhunter.com.
Oh, they do look dark.
And hunty.
Very hunty and corseted. Bite me, Darkhunter.com.
Okay. They want Asheron, by the way.
And apparently they want it now.
Very badly.
What do we want?
Asheron.
We want him.
Bite me.
Yeah.
So if you haven't been completely completely drained by actual vampires here, you should probably give some blood.
You know what? These are actual vampires, and they really
That's
do want
ruse.
Your blood.
That's
what they should have done, put a giant sign and said, we want your blood.
They're following the vampires. It's like following hungry people with a cupcake truck. Haunted house. Looks like we got some orcs.
Wow, this is a fantastic.
Oh, he's scary.
This guy with the sledgehammer is unreal.
What?
Wow.
Whoa. Oh, creepy. Oh. Oh, my God.
What?
That is one of the best costumes I have ever seen.
That's like those guys from Time Bandits at the end.
This guy with the bow tie may be the creepiest.
Yeah.
Here's another pretty good one.
Let me tell you, dude, once you get into horror, you get some people who take this stuff very seriously.
Yeah.
I mean, this is phenomenal.
Here comes our second float.
And I...
What?
Sparks actually go off on his knee pads when he does that. Did you see that? Green
yes.
sparks.
Yeah, they do.
Shooting smoke cannons. Dunk.
This is the Netherworld
wow.
haunted house float.
That is incredible.
Very impressive.
I don't like scary things so much. This is pretty intense.
Veronica's
right now.
Full
like,
on hiding
real.
Behind Tom.
Comparable to a double rainbow?
All the way.
Oh, these are excellent zombies. They have the contact lenses, so their eyes are all whited out.
I believe this is a controlled zombie situation, I'm hoping. We've got Scooby-Doo back
here. We have a zombie Jedi swinging his lightsaber around all willy-nilly.
That's fantastic. Flying spaghetti monster has
Yay!
Been sighted.
Spaghetti monster has made his appearance.
The That's fantastic.
The first time you'll ever see flying spaghetti monster in person or in spaghetti form.
I want to believe in flying spaghetti monster.
And followed quickly by a team of Ghostbusters.
All right, this is easily the pimpinest, most MacDaddiest Ghostbuster
wow.
mobile I've ever seen.
The Ghostbuster backpacks are always impressive. Like, people do some really good-looking stuff with those. And don't cross streams, which is important. Mm-hmm.
I haven't seen a Ghostbuster mobile quite like that before.
Wow.
I enjoy it immensely.
See, now, the Flying Spaghetti Monster people want to believe. Ghostbuster people believe you.
They already believe you. They're ready to believe you.
We actually have three more Ghostbuster machines of varying eras.
I love that it's reimagined in so many different ways.
This is sort of the sporty Ghostbuster machine.
Is that another Kia?
This is the Ghostbuster Light Brigade. They get there faster.
Yeah. We believe you!
This
oh,
is the
music. Awesome.
The Ghostbuster family unit.
I love that they're doing the dance as they go.
Oh, they are?
Yeah.
There are so many Ghostbusters here.
And
is,
on duty.
Which is strange because I have not seen any ghosts. This
you
is
haven't?
The most ghost-free
there's
I've ever
there's
seen.
There's a lot of dead things.
Well, they're keeping the elephants away.
They're no good
yeah.
with the...
That's why you're not seeing them.
That's right.
Right.
Now we got some steampunkery.
Steampunk is really big this year.
Dude.
We saw a lot of it last year as well, but it's definitely... blown up in a big
Not
way.
Gonna lie, I saw a t-shirt that said, steampunk is what happens when goth meets brown.
That's it. That sums it up, man.
But I love it. I love steampunk Iron Man over here.
Here's one of the official steampunk organization's extraordinary contraptions.
Steampunk Boba Fett on the float. Make sure you catch that.
They played last year as well.
I love this guy on the bike over here.
Oh, so, yep, and steampunk Boba Fett.
Steampunk Boba Fett, that's awesome!
That's an electric guitar, not a steam-powered guitar. What's up with that?
You gotta make do with what's available. It's very dry here in Atlanta today.
There's something about that aesthetic that really does it for me.
It's all that H.G. Wells era, like, future realized. That's what I find so fascinating. It's like, yeah, we can do it without advancing technology.
The steampunk Segway.
Wow, that's
See?
A steampunk Segway, I just realized. That's phenomenal.
Hey, that's a steampunk Segway.
I'm sorry, I was tuned out. I was just blown away.
He just realized when I told him. Is this a steampunk Ghostbuster?
Yeah, we have a steampunk Ghostbuster of some sort, maybe.
No,
he's got a howitzer. Never mind. He's a steampunk I want to kill you.
Steampunk Princess.
Wizard of Oz, Glinda.
Yeah. thewolfpackelite.com.
Princess! Princess!
Nice. So this is from Mad Max?
Yeah, the Mad Max was one of the more impressive ones last year. It looks like it's going to keep going. They have some prisoners tied to the front of their float, by the way.
Gotta
wow, stilts
somehow.
Really
I love stilts
make
lady.
Anything more impressive.
Do you think he ever accidentally hits them?
Yeah.
Probably. They like it.
Oh, hold that! Hold that!
Wow. Wow, is that impressive. That is a beast.
Oh, the girl in the Eclipse shirt is getting dragged behind the car. That's something you see a lot of here at Dragon Con.
Making Twilight. Fun of it, Twilight?
Twilight abuse, yeah.
It's a big problem. They're starting to form organizations to stop it.
Legend of the Seeker.
Terry Goodkind, author. I don't know if he's in that brown suit or not.
I don't think so, no.
I'd like to imagine he is.
Yeah.
And the brown coats.
Oh, yes.
Oh, wow. He's a good Mal. He kind of looks like Mal.
Down with the Alliance. Serenity Valley!
Nice. Oh, that's good.
Oh, we have a Reaver back there Reavers. Attacking some poor damsels.
Reaver attack. They mean business.
Looks like a vampire slayer or three.
The end is near. Buy a rocket.
Got a Dr. Horrible.
Dr. Horrible in amongst the brown coats.
Makes sense.
Nathan Fillion connection.
There has been a lot of Dr. Horrible costumes this year. I believe we have the elements.
Periodic
oh,
table of elements, yes.
That's
We've
phenomenal.
We've got bismuth and pallorium, uranium.
Chanting we matter if you can't make it out.
No, I believe it's free matter. Oh, we matter.
We
it
matter.
Is we matter.
It is we matter, yeah.
Actinum!
Act.
Potassium dressed up as a
banana. Oh my
as
God,
a banana.
It's Kevin Sorbo. Take it off! I love you! Many afternoons spent watching her.
One more button. One more button.
You're so handsome. Ooh. Hello.
Lest you think the skin was all for women or for men, there is something for everyone here.
My favorite.
I'm not going to lie. Veronica completely involuntarily started to geek out when the guys got... Like, I could tell that was not an act.
Oh, I wish it was an act sometimes, Brian. I wish it was an act. It's all too real. We have Oracles and Spartans, and we have Persians, and now we have
Oh, young Indiana
this guy.
Jones.
Oh, look at him. He's so cute.
Right on, right on. Brown power.
Two women who have a league of their own there.
That's right.
Oh, yeah. That's an interesting... I wouldn't have expected that.
This is another mixed bag, mixed grill.
You know, that was one of my favorite people I saw just walking around, was just straight up, looked like a World War II bomber pilot, and it really looked like he just stepped out of a bygone era.
Yeah. We've got a lot of anime going on here. We've got some, I believe, I'm not sure where they're from, actually.
Hey, we want to thank LiveView for providing the technology that actually allows us to stream this to you. We've got a backpack that adapts to the network conditions. As they get better, your picture gets better, so you don't have to fool around with the settings. It always gives you the best picture. They're coming out with an HD version in Q4, so we hope to take advantage of that once it's out. But that's what allows us to bring this to you from Atlanta.
Here come the Avatar Last Airbender group.
Yes, not the Navi, but the Last Airbender.
Last Airbender, which is one of my favorite animated series of all time. I have not seen the movie because it is an abomination.
Also not the M. Night Airbenders. These are the anime Airbenders.
Yes. We have people from the Fire Nation.
You know, and I'm glad to see all four nations represented walking in harmony.
I know. They're not trying to kill each other.
Post-unification.
To...
One day a year, they put down their differences. That's a...
Oh, my God.
Look, it's Appa.
That is a great Appa-mobile.
There's Momo.
We also have the Monarch and his minions.
Oh, my gosh! The Monarch!
Henchman, I should say.
Henchman, yeah.
The mighty Monarch.
Oh.
Where's Dr. Girlfriend? Excuse me.
I think you mean Dr. Mrs. the Monarch.
Yeah.
Depending on your point in the seasons.
Boy, Adventure Time was super popular at the hotel last night.
Oh, yeah. I ran up and got a picture with a Dr. Mrs. the Monarch last night. She's my favorite.
And the He-Man universe coming up behind. You'll see them right after the Sleestacks.
More Sleestacks.
More Sleestacks, yep. We've got a He-Man.
So Justin and I were talking about how much of this wouldn't have been possible before the internet. It used to be that if you wanted to build an R2-D2, you had to do it from scratch by yourself. But now there's entire communities of people who share the secrets in order to get these amazing, amazing robotics and costumes.
And people did it before the internet, but
yeah,
it was a lot more of a commitment and a lot harder to find. You know, you had to do it by newsletter and mail and local groups and telephone.
And I think it was easier to marginalize those people as you know, crazy fans compared to now when everybody's able to do it. And
we've got some belly dancers and hula hoopers here.
Do you know who the people with the long sleeves are?
No, I don't.
They're people with long sleeves, Tom.
Quills?
I don't know what
this
you said.
This is the Society.
People with long sleeves.
Oh, there you go.
The Society for Creative Anachronism?
Ah, the SCA.
Here
we go. Speaking of people who've been doing this long before the internet,
yes,
this is the organization you had to be a part of if you wanted to really recreate the old ways of doing things. Renaissance era, medieval era.
We have Starfleet approaching at this moment. It looks like
the USS Republic.
Oh, look at that Riker. He's a good Riker.
That is a good Riker.
It'd be funny if he's like, I'm not Riker, I just look like this.
Yeah, like...
We saw Jonathan Frakes yesterday at the Walk of Fame.
We have some Klingons, so be careful. You know, watch your step. Don't challenge anyone.
Oh, cool. That is... Huh. We've got a couple of Geordies. We've got a Kirk. Looks like an Admiral Kirk. They're warning about red shirts. Today would not be the day to be wearing a red shirt.
And if you wonder what Klingons drive,
this
well,
is
there you
nice.
Go.
You can't hear them, but the Klingons are singing.
They're singing these songs.
Die, 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 die,
die, die, die, die, die, die, die, die, die, die, die.
That's the battle between Spock and Kirk with the Lerpa.
Pretty much every battle car.
Well, this is a different, yeah, that's a different battle.
Klingon car.
Got another marching band coming up.
A marching band got lost and ended up in the middle here.
I believe the marching band is heralding the arrival of, it looks like, a bunch of members of Halo.
The 405th Infantry Division, costuming community of the Halo universe. So get ready for Master Chief.
Boy, we've got the Master Chiefs in effect.
These are fantastic Master Chief costumes. Marines in general, I love the battle scarring on.
Yeah. They look great.
Now for the kids, young adult literature track. So you're going to see a lot of scarecrows and gingerbread men and fairies.
Oh, we got a Puss in Boots. That's a
not
great
a bad Puss in
Boots.
Good Toy Story contingent.
Mm-hmm. I think they're supposed to be Alice in Wonderland.
Yes, definitely Alice.
I think that might be Gandalf or just a wizard. I'm not sure.
You know, Gandalf is the wizard. He's the embodiment of all wizarding.
It's true.
I believe that's a completely real beard, too.
You may be right. I can't tell.
If
it's fake, it's well done.
I think that's a real beard.
An actual cat. I'm almost positive.
Yeah.
We have a real cat? Where? You think it's just a giant cat. Justin thinks that that's actually a giant anthropomorphized cat.
Yeah, that's definitely
what makes you
a
think
real
that, Justin?
I mean, just look at him. That's a cat with a sword.
A walking cat in a parade.
He wants to believe.
And here comes our Harry Potter crowd, the mischief-managed group. Lots of Hogwarts, a few Slytherin even.
Look how much she looks like Hermione, this first one. I saw her walking around a little bit.
Oh my goodness, she does.
She has a very Hermione look about her.
Hermia-like.
Hermia-like.
She's very Hermione-ish.
Is the woman inside the DeLorean dressed up as plutonium?
I think she is.
I don't know exactly. She's rocking out.
But we would like to point out that this sucker's not nuclear. This sucker is electrical. You need the plutonium to get that kick to take it to 1.21 gigawatts.
1.21 gigawatts?
You can't correct it. Don't be a revisionist. Don't go all Lucas on me. He said gigawatts.
Gigawatts.
All right. The Crookshadows fairies. The Crookshadow fairies.
Captain Planets.
He's a hero. Gonna take pollution down to zero. I don't know what that is.
In my mind, Captain Planet is forever linked to the fifth element, because the fifth element is love. And Captain Planet had heart.
He had heart. Wind, water,
you know what
I
love?
Heart.
Is right behind Captain Planet. Someone's just throwing trash on the street.
I know. Captain Planet.
The Wheel of Time is coming next with some TDO cheerleaders.
Yes, we have Robert Jordan's Wheel of Time series.
Did you guys read The Wheel of Time?
We almost finished it, kind of.
Let me tell you, dude, the people who are into Wheel of Time are really into it.
Yeah, we did interview Brandon Sanderson, who wrote the book 12.
Finished the book.
Finished the series after Robert Jordan's passing. And it's a great series. It takes a lot of dedication to get through, though.
I like the woman in the Team Warrain shirt. There doesn't seem to be anyone on any other team from Wheel of Time.
That's great. Looks like we have some more Lego Star Wars coming up. We have Lego Boba Fett, Lego Stormtrooper, Lego Princess
Lego Leia.
Lego Leia.
And Lego wasn't quite finished, so has caution tape around his neck.
Yes, I love
Lego C-3PO also.
Yeah, that's definitely Lego Stormtrooper. I kind
now,
of
my
dig
favorite
it.
Part of last year's Dragon Con, and so far I think my favorite, is the gaggle of Boba Fetts we are about to see. There's some Jango Fetts in there as well.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
So if you need a bounty hunter, now's your time.
These are the Mandalorian mercs, which I saw a lot of at Star Wars Celebration.
They have a few.
But like, they all have their own backstory. Like, yeah. Every single one of them are all their own like fanfic sort of backstory. It's awesome.
And some have bounty.
Yeah. Ah, the Kilted Trooper Brigade is coming. This is one of my personal favorites, Stormtroopers in Kilts. And playing bagpipes.
Not just Stormtroopers, but some Imperial Guards as well.
The 501st is on its way.
Oh, hell yeah.
Oh, hell yeah.
Vader's Fist.
That's their nickname.
No, I said...
We won't see anyone dressed up as Large Fist.
No.
Although that would be awesome.
If you took an aerial shot, they form the Vader's Fist. Yeah.
Could be the name of the formation they take. Oh, it's Grand Admiral Thrawn. Yep. That's awesome.
We have some Imperial Guards, officers, TIE Fighter pilots, and the Dark Lord himself. Well, not that Dark Lord. Lord Vader.
Yeah, Satan himself.
Is that Chad? We had Chad Vader going around earlier.
Well, these are some fine clone
we've
troopers.
We've got some Old Republic Stormtroopers.
Mm-hmm. We have another Vader approaching.
Wait, which one's real? That's smart, because if anyone were to try an assassination attempt, you don't know which Darth Vader to take out.
That's a good point.
It's a standard tactic.
By Imperial law.
I like seeing some of the less well-represented characters from the Imperial fleet.
Is that Mara Jade?
Yeah, I think so.
Oh, it is. Yes, it is.
Oh, wow. Look at this guy. That is good. Wow.
Surprised they allow Jedi right in there with the rest of the...
Mixed in
with the Imperials.
Probably Sith.
Here come the Jedi Guardians. Hopefully we'll see some...
We got sand people.
Action.
Which, by the way, it is a little racist to call them sand people. They're Tusken Raiders.
I wasn't going to correct you, but I'm glad you made that clear. Yeah.
Although lately they've been calling themselves sand people, but that's their word.
They're empowering it.
That's right.
We have a fake George Lucas coming.
Do we have George Lucas?
We have.
He will be sued. shortly.
The fake George Lucas looks has a very authentic sense of not wanting to be here and just waving, whatever, guys. What?
Superiority,
all right.
Superiority complex.
Mentally counting his dollars.
My guess is he was just happened to be in the park when they were starting, and they're like, "You look so much. We will give you $100 to just walk with us."
It's a hobo that happens
so
to
last
put on
year,
this flannel shirt.
Last year, the Chewbacca was actually Adam Savage.
Wow, that's a fantastic Chewbacca.
In a Chewie costume.
Yes, there may have been an Adam Savage in this parade, or will be soon. We don't know.
Right.
Well, if
sure.
it is,
he
I'm
hides.
Almost certain it's this Lego Leia.
This inflatable Lego Leia.
And holding a blaster in one of her hands.
And that looks to be it, ladies and gentlemen. The well-dressed Atlanta City Police are coming to signal the end of
I'll tell you what, whoever's
parade.
Disguised as this Lexus is blowing me away. Of course, we want to thank the folks over at Slingbox.
Yeah,
who made it possible.
Once again, our special coverage is brought to you by Slingbox, allowing you to watch your home TV wherever you go. When you're on a trip, when you're at a parade, doesn't matter. You get all your home TV and your DVR for free over the internet on your laptop.
No monthly fee.
On your phone, no monthly fee. So you try it out at Best Buy. Go check it out if you don't know how it works. It's really easy. You hook it up to your internet. You hook it up to your television. And then you install the app on your laptop or your phone, your portable device. And
you can also make changes to your DVR programming schedule, right? Like you can tell it to record
stuff.
Well,
you can do anything your remote does. You get a virtual remote on the screen.
And you actually are controlling.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah. So check it out at a Best Buy near you or visit slingbox.com/twit. Do we want to... keep rolling here for a little
you
bit.
You want to talk to some people?
Hey, Dunaway and Ibbot, come here. I want to try something. I don't know if this is a world record, but it's certainly a twit record. Most Bryans on the live
hey,
stream
wait a minute.
At once.
What's going on here?
We got Brian Dunaway from FilmSack, Final Score, Comics Coast to Coast, and Brian Ibbot from Coverville.
And I'm Brian, too.
And he's Brian, too.
Yeah,
this guy.
That's in case you didn't know. Right.
Guys,
I am now Brian.
By the parade, I mean the passion... that these guys have for
dude,
this?
Dude, absolutely. But you know what I'm blown away by right now is your awesome Axe Cop shirt.
Axe Cop.
If you have not seen Axe Cop, it is the greatest comic I've ever read in my entire life, bar none. It's drawn by, 28-year-old?
Yeah.
Written by his five-year-old brother?
Five.
His
we
five-year-old
brother.
He's six by now.
Yeah.
And the plot is awesome.
It's incredible.
It is exactly, you can hear in your mind the five-year-old laying out the story.
He's brilliant.
Look up Axe Cop immediately if you're at home. Don't stop watching us. Leave us running in the background and laugh your head off at Axe Cop. It's awesome.
And if you hear an interview with Malachi, I talked to Malachi on Comics Coast to Coast a while back.
Dude, that's great. And so where can people go to listen to it?
ComicsCoastToCoast.com.
ComicsCoastToCoast.com. Fantastic.
Brian Ibbot, what was your favorite part of the parade?
The, you know, you got to love the sexy Hermione.
That's
what I came here to see. I'm good now. I've seen the sexy Hermione. I can go home.
You know, that's the interesting ethical conundrum. It's like, is it wrong to find her attractive? Because clearly, well, I don't know, maybe she was 18 by the time the story was in.
That sexy Hermione was definitely of age.
I had a similar conundrum when I saw a sexy Hit Girl. And I was like, Hit Girl's 8 years old. That's not right.
That's not right.
It's an alternate universe where she got older.
That's right.
That's right, yeah. Exactly. In that case, it's okay.
And if possible, dirtier.
Absolutely.
I've been held back at Hogwarts for several years.
That's right.
All right. Well, thank you, guys. I appreciate it. We're having a blast here at the Dragon Con parade. I'm always kind of speechless at the level of the costumes about how much time and energy put in. They vary in quality depending, but you see some amazing stuff.
You know, the weird part for me is I was most impressed with the turnout for the crowd. I mean, this is, you know, you hear people who have been here go, no, you don't understand. Dragon Con is the biggest thing in the world. You're going to love it. It's like coming home. But then when you actually get here and you actually see it, it's amazing. Look at this. We got some Borg. We've got
some Borg in here.
Got.
Well, I guess we're going to interview him because resistance is futile.
That's right. We'll just give it up.
So where are you guys from?
We're from here in Atlanta.
No, I mean, really, what galaxy are
what
you?
What sector?
That is pretty much far out.
So were you in the parade?
No.
Okay.
So, and that's the thing about Dragon Con is that was just a sample. There's like, I don't know, five times that amount of people.
But, and to be honest, I think some of the most clever costumes are the ones where somebody's just walking around because they just wanted, you know, they didn't want to be in the parade or whatever, and they're just out walking around.
Lots of people to assimilate.
How long do you have to work on a costume in advance, knowing that you want to show it off at the con?
Well, we've been working on it for several months at this point.
That's awesome.
We have a different costume every day.
Every day?
Yes.
Wow. Okay, so today it's Borg. What's it tomorrow?
Mad Hatter.
Mad Hatter?
And the Red Queen.
And the Red Queen. And then what's the next day?
Melissa.
And Sally from Nightmare Before Christmas.
Oh, right on. Right on.
Those are all, like, intensive costumes. That's not, like, put on a Green Hornet shirt stuff. That's a lot of time and energy.
That's all the fun.
Yeah, absolutely.
Permission here to dress up.
I did want to get Justin Robert Young in here, because Justin was actually...
Thank you.
Earlier, you just got back from Star Wars Celebration, right?
I did. Yeah. 2 weeks ago in Orlando, I was at a Star Wars Celebration, and now I'm here, and I am con saturated. It's awesome.
Now I remember you calling me while you were at Star Wars Celebration, saying you have no idea how big this is. This is blown away. How does? And I'm sure, obviously, it's different because Star Wars is just one segment of the things people are celebrating at Dragon Con. But like, what is the biggest thing that stands out as the difference to you?
Well, I mean, like, Star Wars Celebration was a very, very well-polished... I mean, it was put on by Lucasfilm, so everything was, like, first class all the way. This is so much... It's like Wikipedia come to life.
Yes.
It's like
yes.
If you took all the sci-fi entries and all the geek stuff, no matter how minute and everything, like, it is that illustrated by people's passion and hard work. And you know, if you just took a snapshot of it, it seems you see a little bit of the seams, everything's homemade and everything, but when you look at something like this with
overwhelming,
it's just insane to think of the man hours that went in to the passion of these costumes and organization.
Did the Star Wars Celebration feel maybe more corporate compared to this, or?
Well, I mean, obviously it was officially put on,
right.
So it felt a lot more polished and put together, and you know, there was no unlicensed stuff being sold and everything,
yeah.
So this is way more kind of grassroots, and it's much, I mean, not that Star Wars Celebration was expensive, it's a little cheaper to get into.
It's very affordable. I think even if you bought your pass last minute, as long as you bought in advance, I think it was only like $70 if you waited. And in fact, if you buy way in advance, it's as low as, like, if you buy a year in advance, it's like, what, $35-$40 or something silly?
Yeah, I'm not sure exactly. I know it's $100 if you come the day of.
Yes.
And so it gets cheaper and cheaper the farther out.
But they really do. And they were talking about this was the first year that they thought they might actually sell out. Like full on, sorry, no more passes.
Yeah, I was talking to one of the guys from Dragon Con, and he said they had started to go into their temporary badges for the day of purchases, which they're not supposed to do. The temporary badges are actually for the end
of the
conference. And they were doing that the first day.
And you know what's great is there's so many different aspects to it. There are conventions within conventions here. Even if you just go and never set foot out of the Hilton Hotel, then you're there for all the podcasting track, for all of the skepticism track.
Yeah.
So you're about to say?
Oh, no, I'm just saying, you know, there's a lot of people that I've run into that aren't even with DragonCon. They're just people, you know, some dude in Valdosta wants to get into a Reno 911 outfit and just hang out with people. Like, where else? You know, drive up here and hang out. It's such an insane kind of community and calling.
And you brought it up. And first of all, the biggest thing that really blows me away is the way you feel a part of the spectacle. You know, it's the difference between tasting sugar and being sugar. You get to be sugar here. You know what I mean?
That's the new slogan, actually. Sugar. Be sugar, baby.
But specifically, last night, the party at the Marriott, yes. It felt like I was living in a spaceship. Because, first of all, the place looks like a spaceship. If you look straight up.
Well, they just redesigned it 2 years ago.
The scale.
So from inside out and opened it back up. It's the Central Hotel.
Yes.
So if you like the parade, that is the place to park your ass and watch for people. Because everyone's going from one end to the other, passing through the Marriott.
Yeah, I mean, and it's actually, like, it's this crazy interactive photo shoot of the most insane kind of characters. You walk by, it's like, oh, well, there's every Doctor Who ever in chronological order.
And they're all drinking.
Yeah, and they're all wasted. And then here's like, oh, well, look at that. It's a bunch of sexy Deadpools, like, you know, lounging around. It's insane.
And again, it's different. You know, we're doing a very good job, and they'll get to see when we actually go to the parties the way the kind of controlled chaos that we get to interact with. But when you're just in the middle of it and you're surrounded by so many clever outfits, so many clever ideas that people have brought to life, I hope we're doing a good job of giving a taste of what it's like to be here.
Yeah.
But definitely, you got to be here sometime.
Well, yeah, this is just the beginning. So tonight we're going to hit the parties, and tomorrow we're just going to walk to that hotel. So we'll show you that Marriott on the live stream tomorrow. So you get a chance to, you know, even if you can't fly out to Atlanta, or even if you're in Atlanta and you just can't make it downtown, we'll show you what it's like to be here. We've got a couple more guests we want to hit
please,
before
absolutely.
We wrap up here. These are the ladies of Leet. Nicole Spagnuolo and Kim Price. Well, two of the three, anyway.
Around here somewhere.
Yeah. So they do the podcast Ladies of Leet, which is a gamers podcast for ladies.
And guys, too.
A lot of guys listen to the show.
We just like talking about video games.
So of the video game characters you saw, what was the most impressive?
Kratos from God of War. Very much awesome. So. He was awesome. He was very awesome. But there was a lot of Legos, too. I also saw a girl dressed up as Portal.
Yeah, I saw that, too. That was well done.
She had the whole thing going on, and it lit up. She committed to it, so. How about you?
I don't know. I like a lot of the first-person shooter ones. They had a lot of the Halo. Yeah. How many Master Chiefs did they have?
They had a whole thing.
It was at least a dozen or more.
I wonder if they get in fights with each other, you know. No, I'm the real Master Chief. No, I'm the real Master Chief. You know, you got to wonder that. Like Darth Vader, you know. There are four Darth Vaders.
Well, and these folks come up with backstories for their costumes, too. So it'd be interesting to compare how they go.
Did you see there was a whole panel on the ethics of cosplay?
No, I didn't.
I would be so interested to
hear
that.
Yeah, that would be really... Because you got to wonder if they stay in character the whole time, you know, and you would have to if you're playing them. And a lot of people do. I see a lot of people playing their character, whoever they're dressed up as, which is really cool. And when you take their picture, they pose like they do the characters do in the game. So that's really cool.
Well, and you see that a lot when you're just in the hotel. Somebody will be walking through and folks will stop and take their picture as if they are the real character because their costume's so good. It's like, you know what? I just want to grab that moment.
Oh, yeah.
It's just they commit.
Are you guys going to dress up?
I could never do it. I'd be laughing the entire time. There would be all these stupid pictures.
I don't know. I so want to dress up. I so want to dress up. I don't know who I'd be, though. I want to do steampunk, though.
Oh, yeah.
Steampunk is so cool. But, man, you got to commit to that.
It's a lot of time and effort.
Is there a character for steampunk? I mean, you don't really...
It's kind of freeform, right? You could just
do
be
the
steampunk.
Wild West.
Oh, I guess so.
You know, that's kind of sci-fi... Western,
that's
you
very
know?
Steampunky, definitely. Yeah, you can pull steampunk characters from places or just roll your own.
Yeah. The Wizard of Oz steampunk was cool.
Yes, I noticed that.
I did see that one. That was awesome.
That was very cool. So many good costumes. Oh, but the Six Flags guy.
And one that threw me off, like the Six Flags
Oh, yucky. We don't like the Six Flags guy.
Aww, poor guy.
I'm sure he's fine.
You know, that's not the actual guy, though, because the actual guy's a woman.
I know. But
it is? I didn't know that.
It would be cool if he was dancing, though. That would be awesome. Not.
Or if the song followed him around.
No. That's very creepy. Very creepy.
All right. Well, thanks, you guys, for talking. Ladies, let people know where they can find Ladies of Leet.
Ladiesofleet.com.
All right. Have a good con.
Well, I think that's about it.
Yeah. So our whole point here is to give you a little bit of what it's like to be here in all the different aspects that we can.
And anybody at home, I'm sure, watching, that's something that the Live View is the only thing that could make possible, to make the experience of, and you saw it with Leo at South by Southwest, where it wasn't any kind of official anything. It was underground, and you really felt like you were there, and that's what we want to do with all the folks at the party here at DragonCon.
Yeah, it's amazing technology. I mean, if you saw Tech News Today on Friday, you know what a single WiMAX card is capable of versus a Live View, where they've bonded the modems
and
put in huge batteries. Yeah.
Same thing with NSFW. We kept dropping the feed. It kept going out. A lot of people think, oh, well, I've got internet, so it'll be just fine. Let me tell you, the Live View has like a double redundancy. Six units in there of cellular connectivity. It automatically scales the quality of the image to based on the bandwidth available. It's reliable, and it's thank you a million times over, LiveView, for making this possible.
Thanks to Slingbox for helping us to bring you this special live Twit production. Slingbox.com/Twit is the place to go if you want to learn more about it, or stop into a Best Buy and get a look at it. It lets you stream your live television, anything on your DVR, anything you got, wherever you go.
I feel like
even
to my phone?
For their support. Yeah.
Even my phone.
Yeah. Remember when I told you about being on your phone?
I guess I forgot.
It's still true.
It just blows my mind. We live in the future, man.
I know. Seriously. It's pretty amazing. So thanks, everybody, for watching a Twit special live from Dragon Con Parade. We'll see you next time.
Doing the Twit. All right.